So, Gavin, the big games keep coming for Coghill Celtic, and no doubt the biggest one of the year so far against Pike Rovers. What's the preparation been like for you guys over the last couple of weeks as you head to this game in Limerick at the weekend?
Yeah, no, it's been good. We've had a lot of games over the last 3-4 weeks, a lot of good tests, a lot of big games. Last weekend we played Friday, Sunday, so we'd use the squad as best we can. Thankfully, we came through the two games with two wins. So we're hoping to have an almost fully fit squad of the weekend. There's a doubt over Jay Bradley and Adam McLaughlin's definitely out. Other than that, hopefully everybody will be fitting around to go come the weekend.
And it's a game that you need everybody fit and available for. Is it fair to say that this is going to be probably your biggest test in the FAI Junior Cup this year?
There's no doubt about it. We've done really well so far. We've came through most of the games with flying colours. We've performed really well in this competition. We've had some good results away to Clonmel Celtic in the last round. I thought we were excellent in the game, and the game before that at home to Marie Arnold-Moore, again I thought we were very, very good on the day. So we've been really good and really solid in all the games in the competition. The stage of any national competition, it is going to be a step up, and I think the sides left in it are all very, very, very high caliber.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got your homework done at this stage on Pike, do you?
Yeah. I've watched some videos and had them watched and stuff like that. So look, I've got as much information as I can give to the lads as we normally would in game. Look, we can do is again prepare ourselves properly, give the snippets of information to the players come the weekend, and then hopefully we can do our jobs and get the right result.
Yeah, is there any pressure with it now at this stage of the season, Gavin? Obviously, you're down to the business end, but no one in Sean's side has ever reached the final of the FAI Junior Cup, and I'm sure you heard that a lot over the last couple of weeks. So as you go into this game, is there any sort of pressure around the environment at the minute?
Well, it's no more pressure than we put on ourselves. Obviously, with no one in Sean's side ever getting to the finalist competition, it would be a milestone and an achievement in itself to get there. The same way as it was this time last year in the Media Cup, we went to Cork at the Ringman, the semi-final, no one actually one side has ever got to the final of the FAI Intermediate Cup, which we went and done. So look, it'll be an absolute brilliant achievement for this group of players to be the same team, the same squad that actually achieved both milestones and achieved both things for the very first time. It's a wee bit surprising, that a national club hasn't. Like, it's 100 years of this competition. I think it was 1967, and it was actually Finn Harps were the last Donegal side to get to the final of this cup. So it's a long time coming. So I don't think it adds pressure to us, because look, we'll be focusing on ourselves, and we've a lot of belief in our own group and our own players and what we have achieved so far and what we can achieve. So look, the pressure will come from ourselves rather than the thoughts of being the first Danish one team to qualify.
Yeah, listen, there's no doubt that it would be a momentous occasion to make the final, but off the back of last year, do you still use that hurt as motivation for success this year, Gavin?
I don't think we use it that hurt. I think it's more the belief that it gives you. Pete, like, over the last four seasons, we've got the two FAI Intermediate Cup quarterfinals and one Intermediate Cup final, and now obviously an FAI Junior Cup semifinal. So the consistency levels are there. We know we're as good as anybody in the country at amateur level. The results don't lie. It's proven year in, year out that we're thereabouts. So look, that gives you a belief that you can compete with the best in the country, and I do believe we are. Like, even in terms of when I talk to people that, say in Limerick or in Clonmel, Tipperary in the last round, they're able to tell me and talk to me about our players and actual, the quality within our squad. So, we're being talked about around the country, which, look, is a testament to the players as well, testament to what we've been doing as well, that they're individually naming the players and where they play and what their strengths and weaknesses are. So, look, that's a great sign for us. So it tells us we're doing something right, and I think hopefully what we bring from last year is a belief that we can go and do it again,
Yeah. Listen, as you know as well, anything can happen in a cup match. It could develop that spot kicks would be required if Coghill is going to end up in the final of the competition. Do you bear that in mind as you prepare for the game, Gavin?
Yeah, sort of do in the back of your head, but hopefully not. We've lost our last two penalty kick competitions. There's only two games we've lost in the last 12 months, so it's one of them things. We'd rather not go there, but if we have to, we'd have a belief, like with Harry and that's with the players that we have at our disposal, that, you know, whatever it takes to win the game, we'll take it, you know. And if it takes going to penalties and going the whole way and we won the game, then so be it, you know.
Well, listen, it's a busy weekend. You're obviously going to head away early on Saturday, the day before the game on Sunday. But before that, the club has a civic reception at County House in Lifford for the success of the first team down through the years, which is a nice honour to get, Gavin.
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's we suppose we were contacted with the council from the Donegal County Council about maybe 6 months ago now to offer us a civic reception. I'm not exactly sure what it entails, but it sounds like it's a fairly good big honour. So, look, again, it's a testament to the players and the squad and the achievements throughout the last probably 10 years, to be honest. So, look, we'll take every accolade we can get, and as I say, there's not many football teams or football clubs that have received this award over the years, so, look, we're looking forward to it tomorrow night. And again, it's setting us up nicely for the start of the weekend, you know.
Yeah. Also, tomorrow, Friday, your buddy William O'Connor's back in the county. He, of course, is manager of UCD, and we're hearing from him tonight on the Score programme as well. It's a big game for Harps tomorrow, and with the game being brought forward to 5 o'clock with these floodlight issues, it's sort of taken away over the last 24 hours on how the team have been performing this year, because it's been a fantastic opening of the campaign, Gavin, for Harps, in particular over the last few weeks.
Oh, absolutely. I suppose with this fixture, I was looking forward to it myself, going to the game and seeing William's team playing against Harps and seeing two teams that are actually going very well. But obviously now the game moved to 5 o'clock and the civic reception, we can't go. So it's a bit disappointing that way. Again, that's a negative that really wasn't needed for Fun Harps at this point, because the way they've started the season on the pitch and it's been really positive, and they're a point off Cork at the top, and they're unbeaten in quite a few games, and they're keeping clean sheets, and they're actually playing really well. So obviously they'll be looking to continue that come Friday night. And UCD will be looking to try to catch the top two at the minute and rail them back in again, which at the beginning of the season, UCD are probably one of the favourites to go back up as well. So, look, it's an interesting one, and knowing William, he'll be doing all he can to try and get the right result for his team, and he'll be leaving no stone unturned, I'm sure.
Yeah, another big game for Harps tomorrow. Once again, that one starts at 5 o'clock. Derry slipped up against Galway in recent weeks, Gavin, but they bounced back well against Shelburne, and they'll be looking to continue that now with a victory, get back to winning ways at home to Dundalk on Friday night.
Yeah, I think, look, they're sitting third in the table, but they've lost two of their last five and drawn two. The Derry will really, they're 8 points off Shelburne at the minute. The Shamrock Rovers had a poor start to the season, but they're actually back up now level on points with Derry with a game in hand. So I think Derry will be disappointed on the whole with the way they started the season. Having only 3 wins out of their first 8 games isn't a brilliant return for a team that should be in... probably still will be, but up there challenging right as the season goes on. They'll be fully expected to go and get the 3 points against a struggling Dundalk this weekend.
Yeah, but if them results don't keep coming over the next couple of weeks, all of a sudden there's lots of pressure being heaped on the Brandywell side, so there is.
There's bound to be, I'd say, there's pressure all the time with obviously the resources and what's been put into that squad and that team. I think the levels of expectation are through the roof at Derry at the minute. So, like, any slip ups, any poor run of results is going to add pressure to the staff, the players, the management, and stuff like that. So, I'd say they're feeling it already, to be totally honest.
Yeah.
But I'd say they've got a good enough fixture this weekend to try and get 3 points.
Mm. Well, listen, we wait to see how the League of Ireland games pan out, but more pressing from your side of the dressing room, Gavin, you've got a huge game on Sunday against Pike Rovers in the FAI Junior Cup. And listen, it seems to be, because I know we've been speaking to Peter Doherty this week as well, it seems to be that everybody at the club, particularly the players, are really, really looking forward to getting stuck into this tie.
Oh, they are. Like big games, and thankfully we get involved in a lot of big games. The players love them. The players really step up to it. I think it's easier to play in a big game sometimes than it is a game that sort of means nothing or you're playing out of the season. As I said to them in the dressing room, I think it was in one of the last games we've played, you know, would you rather be at this point where you're in most competitions at the business end, or would you be rather playing out of the season and struggling to put out a team and players not losing interest or whatever? Like, there's a big, big difference, and thankfully, you know, we're thereabouts again, and you can see the players champing the bit. You can see the players looking to play and train and looking forward to each game. So that's a huge plus for us, and hopefully we can take it into the weekend for sure.
Okay, listen, Gavin, thanks for taking the call, and the best of luck this weekend in the Cup semi-final.
Thanks very much, Jesse. Good man.